On the second floor of the NAU Engineering Building, two students are engaged in a friendly competition on the new EcoPeddler.
330. Matt, you got to see if you can beat it. Beat 330.
The EcoPeddler is a stationary bike designed as a charging station for small electronics, like cell phones and iPods. It was designed by a group of engineering students under the guidance of Karen Wadsack, Project Director for Sustainable Energy Solutions at NAU.
In the context of teaching about energy, it is an idea that has come up quite a bit that those individuals, both students here on campus and teachers off campus, wanted to pursue.
Wadsack says two students presented her with the idea of the EcoPeddler after a local teacher told them he wanted a new way to teach his kids about energy, wattage, and power use. Marilla Lamb was one of those students. She jumped on the bike to show me how it works.
As soon as I get on the bike and I pedal, my phone starts charging. I also, on this display, I can see the power I'm generating and the power I'm using.
Her design partner, Matthew Petney, says he hopes the EcoPeddler will bring awareness to how much energy we waste.
If they can hop on the bike and generate 200 watts, that's nothing. That's three normal light bulbs. And so if they're working really hard to generate enough electricity for three normal light bulbs, and they have eight on at their house all the time, and their refrigerator and their TV is always plugged in, I think it just might make them stop and think and be a little more aware about the energy that they use.
Petney and Lamb also got design tips from the NAU bike team. It took about a year to build and went into service this semester. Student Matt Anderson is trying it out.
It's an interesting concept. It really opens people's eyes to how much energy you can produce with power of your own body.
Anderson is racing against his friend Edwin Tenney to see who can generate the most wattage.
I think you found yourself a future job.
I know, right?
Project Director Karen Wadsack says over the last 2 years, bike charging stations have become more popular across the country and have been used in unique situations.
During the Occupy Wall Street and Occupy Other City movements, there were bicycle-powered charging stations that were available for people that were living in parks. During Hurricane Sandy, when there was no power in Manhattan. So it was actually suddenly an emergency management tool.
Wadsack says other engineering students are building off of the technology of the EcoPeddler. They're trying to figure out how to charge larger electronics and even build bicycle generators. At the very least, it's a good workout.
Try again.
For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Janice Baker.